Making Sense of Your Dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, Disney has upped its bid for Fox to $74.3 billion in cash and stock, jumping past rival Comcast. Let's get some perspective on this now from Tom Lason, a returning guest. Tom, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv in Seattle, Washington. Tom, it's good to have you with us again on the Noon Business Hour. So try and put this latest bid into perspective. And does it look really solid that this one is going to go through?
It does look solid. You know, this is basically a bidding war. If we were to look back here in December, Disney offered $28 a share to buy 21st Century Fox. Then last week, Comcast comes in, counters that at $35 a share. And now this week, Disney comes back with $38 a share, like you said, topping $70 billion. So under the new deal, if this were to happen, a new Fox, as they call it, would emerge, which would retain 28 local TV stations across the country, Fox News Channel, Fox Sports, the Big Ten Networks, Fox Deportes. So there would still be four major television networks as Fox does a refocus on its core network TV business. But Disney or Comcast, whoever wins this, are battling over Fox's movie production business, National Geographic, FX, Star, Hulu, and the regional sports network. So the family-friendly Disney may get a little edgier, bring a lot more production capability on board with the Fox brand, and broaden out the new company's addressable audience, which is what it's all about.
And Tom, in light of the AT&T and Time Warner court ruling, there doesn't seem to be any antitrust considerations here.
No, I don't think so. I think this is a free-for-all of consolidation and mergers. It doesn't appear there'll be any regulatory barriers set up at all. Net neutrality is out the door. So I think a lot of those concerns, particularly under the Trump administration here, are non-starters. If the money is there, and if Comcast can swallow this debt bomb that they're proposing, it can get done.
So, Tom, why the battle here? Is it the quality of the assets? Is it how much each of these companies need the assets? Maybe a combination of that or something else?
It is. You know, it would be really easy to sit here and kind of, sit back and smoke my pipe and create a tale of complementary assets and synergies throughout the production chain, blah, blah, blah. You know something? The more poker chips you can sweep under your tent, the more competitors you can eliminate, the more you can charge, and the more consolidated the industry gets. So, yes, there are a lot of strategic moves here to counter Netflix and Amazon and over-the-top services, but this is such a Byzantine process now. We literally could set up a whiteboard in your office 30 feet across and start diagramming the corporate relationships that have changed and taken place over the course of the past 10 years. What does it all mean? Trying to scrape as many poker chips as you possibly can under your tent so you can go out in your area, if you also happen to have vertical integration with a cable provider, and say, something with this net neutrality, these are the programs you're really going to need. And, oh, by the way, here's how much you're going to pay for.
Tom Lason, always appreciate you being with us. By the way, all three stocks today, Fox, Disney, and Comcast, all up. Tom is president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv.